You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Trending is brought to you by the Goddard School for Early Childhood Development. I'm looking at the story that says, here's a big switch for you. Older people now spend more time on social media than younger people.
True that.
There's been a shift. Now, if you're between the ages of 35 and 49, which I know a lot of you are saying, wait a minute, that's not old. Yeah, but when you ask an 18-year-old, if you're 39, they think you are ancient.
Ancient.
So 35 to 49-year-olds are now spending way more time on social media than teenagers or people in their 20s. What do you think that is?
Because it's just not cool anymore. I actually do a lot of reading on social media, and it's just not cool. Like Generation Z that's coming up wants zero to do with Facebook. It's all Instagram and Snapchat.
Yeah, but Instagram and Snapchat are social media.
Right, but it's different than Facebook.
Well, I get that, and I totally, because I don't know any teenagers who are doing anything.
Yeah,
yeah, they can't stand it. Even 20-somethings don't care for it.
But it still dominates.
But it's still social media.
It's still social media. But it's, I don't know, the big thing is Instagram now, so. Which I personally love. I absolutely love Instagram.
And then a year from now, it'll be something else.
Probably.
Former President George H.W. Bush, that's Bush the Elder, is hospitalized in Houston. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
He's 92. They say he's doing fine, and they think he will be out and able to go home in a couple of days. I think he's a pretty cool guy. I like him. So he says he's responding well to antibiotics, and anyway, we wish him the best. And now for something completely different. We kind of touched on this earlier this morning, but I want to bring it back and talk about it again. It's what Gwyneth Paltrow is selling on her website. She's got that site called Goop.com, and she sells all sorts of her own stuff and things that she likes to promote. It's almost like Oprah's favorite things. These are kind of Gwyneth's favorite things.
It's a weird name.
The thing that she sold out of right now is something called a jade egg. It is a polished egg-shaped stone that a woman is supposed to walk around and carry inside her
her owl,
her lady parts. And so women,
but there's a lot of benefits to this.
Well, that's what they
from
say.
From what I'm seeing, like if you got out of the shower today and you're standing there all naked in front of your full-length mirror and you're like, I wish my hoo-ha looked a little more muscular. This is for you.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to increase muscle tone down there. So you can, like, flex it.
And you're supposed to be able to have better big O's.
Yep. And a hormonal
and
balance.
It will increase your chi.
What is chi?
Look it up.
I thought it was chai when I saw it.
No.
Like
chai
that hot
is tea.
Like if you put that there, you're going to get a better beverage at
this
Starbucks.
This is your chi. This is almost like universal energy, dude.
It says it increases your feminine energy.
There
just
you
in
go.
General. And you can flex it.
It's $66, ladies, if you want one of these that you... I guess it's sort of like a suppository.
And I hate that you have to buy it on a site called Goop.
I think we're about to have our show. We're about to have our show shut down.
No, this is good stuff.
Here's the thing: if a woman would like to call us and tell us that she has used this kind of product before, because Gwyneth Paltrow is not the first one. This has been around for a while.
As a guy, this kind of scares me a little bit. Because say you were getting intimate with a woman who has done this.
And you're
she
saying...
she's got extreme Kegel muscles.
You don't want somebody with that much muscle tone?
That's some serious clamping issues in the heat of the moment.
Huh.
Maybe a muscle spasm or something and...
I don't think it would be a problem for you, though.
Little help.
She would never know you were there.
Come on, man.
Let's move on.
No.
Let's move on to another story. I've talked to Nicole.
You don't know. Something awesome is coming to Netflix. Two things that I love, I rave about. Jerry Seinfeld and Cars. He's got a little series called Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee. It's been on an internet service called Crackle. And
very funny show.
That's where it's been parked, pun intended. He's had 59 episodes on Crackle. Well, Netflix saw the success of this show, and they are ordering 24 new episodes of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And then they're snatching the 59 other episodes from Crackle and putting them on Netflix as well. They're going to pay Jerry a boatload of money and give him two new stand-up specials. I'm very happy about this. I really like this show. I think it's a good move. I love me some Netflix.
You know, in terms of money, he has to be far and away the most successful comedian of all time. If you look at what his take
he's
from Seinfeld.
Billionaire?
Oh, yeah. He is a billionaire. Mm-hmm. And from the syndication rights to his show, and now this deal with Netflix.
Yeah.
He's got to be, money wise, the most successful by far.
Just rolling in it.
All right.
Good for him. Check it out. The Trumpster is getting elected here in just hours, but there's going to be inaugurated in just hours. And there's going to be a ton of protests. So Fiona Apple, where's she been?
Mm-hmm.
She jumped on the protest bandwagon. She's going to be down there with the Women's March on Washington this weekend, and she threw together a little ditty for their protests, and it's kind of catchy. Here you go.
We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants.
I gotta say, that's really
it's
good.
Catchy.
I like that. I want to save that. I think we can use that on the show sometime. Oh, let's see. You did the old folks on Facebook. Oh, here's one for moms. Because Knick Knack is constantly sick and tired and miserable. And no, it's not because of me, Dom. If you're looking to have kiddos, here's what you can plan on. According to a new survey, the average mom gets sick 324 times during her kid's childhood.
Whoa.
Roughly 18 times a year.
Whoa.
And I totally get it because we're constantly sick at the house.
Well, that's every 3 weeks.
Well, let's break it down. 324 illnesses. 108 of them, sore throats. 108, runny noses. 54 colds. 36 stomach bugs or cases of diarrhea. Ugh. 12 cases of the flu and 6 cases of lice and other random illnesses.
Well,
so
you guys
have had your
issues at your house.
Start taking your vitamin C.
Have you guys had the lice yet?
No lice yet. I was just thinking about that last night,
too. You had foot and mouth disease.
I was washing Reed's hair, and I was like, when are we going to get lice? When are we going to get lice?
Because you had it when you were a kid.
I never had it.
I thought you did.
Worms.
Oh, that's right.
I had worms, no lice.
Worms.
Yeah. That's all I got. That's all I got for trimming.